Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration tonight to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight, and I'm so grateful for. And for those of you who are using your technology towards your greatest good with your phone apps, thank you for that wisdom. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones that make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time or any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so thankful for you. Anytime I come to the airways, I am coming consistently with an intent to create a greater unity in our community, to realize that the world is much smaller than she's ever been, and we who dwell upon her are all family under that which we refer to as God. But I would further articulate it to say that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that breathes us, that beats our hearts, that is so perfect in its perfection that it has figured out a way to gift itself to absolutely everything and everyone, everywhere, at all times, beyond all circumstances and conditions. And we each are so absolutely blessed to have this now moment of eternity and to be ever greater blessed in realizing that there is nothing but eternity, and that we should be in a place and space where we consciously care to be acknowledging, observing, and harmonizing our lives, our hearts, our breaths with that absolute and eternal reality. And to know that that is what the truth provides us. The truth and knowing that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to know that love is the harmony of that truth. And to know that peace is accomplished love. And to know that when we are in personal degrees of divisiveness within ourselves, that it takes away from the fullness of what we could be enjoying, that is the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence as our own very presence. And to come to that place and space within ourselves that we have a care to relax in that peace, to dwell in poise within the very presence of the absolute, to have an understanding, an understanding, and an absolute resolute standing with that absolute and supreme intelligence that allows all to stand. And right now we are in a place where we are having to make conscious choices about how we're being, how we're living, and what we are supporting on a daily basis as to whether we are standing on behalf of life with life, or whether we are complicit and complacent with our own demise because we are serving the purposes of dis-ease, sickness, illness, wickedness, violation, degradation, usurpation, bastardization. And capitalization promotes so much of that that we have to realize that we cannot have the greatest way of functioning in the world when we are in violation of the primary law that governs our lives, which is to be in love with life. To be in love, to be in harmony, to be in reverence and respect and appreciation and gratitude and thanksgiving for the gift of being itself. And where we support the violation of other beings, whether we are participating in their slaughter and entrapment, or whether we are feeding off of their carcasses, or financially profiting, so we would think, after the sell of their flesh, their blood, their bones, their body fluids, their fetuses. To have an understanding that this is the root of all of the sickness, illness, and disease, in ignoring, disobeying, not acknowledging that there are laws that govern right life, right livelihood, righteousness, the right way of being that truly facilitates health and prosperity and longevity and happiness and joy and delight and beauty and creativity and high ethic and high morals. And so we are having to choose which way we will live, or to take full responsibility for why we are not experiencing the fullness of the blessedness of our being as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to know that it is not its fault that we are suffering, experiencing the pain, the fear, the doubt, the lack, the hurt that we're creating for ourselves, and the blessing of experiencing all of that is that all of that is key to the reality that we need to make some better choices for ourselves. And to understand that nobody can force us to make those changes, but where we consciously seek to be in the integrity of who we are as intelligent beings, then it should not be something to be forced upon us in terms of that which is truly in our own best interest, where we are being commercially sublimated to do that which is not in our own best interest, and we seem to be real happy about having those kinds of choices to do that which is detrimental to us, to continue to apply ourselves to that which shortens our lives, that which undermines the integrity of our being, that which puts us in a path of adulteration that literally is going to lead to an untimely, unnecessary date, tragic date with fate. And so the good news is that with each and every breath, you have the opportunity to be facilitating your own cleansing and healing and regeneration at the cellular level. That with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, you have the opportunity to choose a greater way, a greater thought, to truly exalt a full life's urge and intention to do that which is consistently in your own best interest over time, particularly where you are experiencing the consequences of not having been that wise, or having been that gullible, that vulnerable to the programming, to the miseducation, to those who've misrepresented themselves as if they were authority here, and that we could truly trust them because they dress real nice and they looked credible. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that as wombed men, the perpetuators of lineages, and men, the progenitor of lineages, that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to be exalting and perpetuating life and right livelihood. And right life and right livelihood is not going to undermine anybody at any time for any reason. And to be rightly aligned in the right thought requires us to really accept that there is inherent purpose in existence. And our purpose in being is to really be the perpetuators and the progenitors of lineages of people and to work cooperatively and harmoniously with the laws of existence on behalf of all of existence itself. So that Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures are truly benefited by the presence of all of the different hues of humanity and humankind, that we are not a detriment to ourselves, nor are we a detriment to each other or Mother Earth or Mother Nature. And because we are experiencing the consequences of those who were not rightly aligned in right thought, not rightly aligned in right livelihood, not rightly aligned in understanding and having an understanding and a resolute standing with that which allows us to stand, then we have what we are experiencing in terms of the global warming, losing coastlines, islands, storms, hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, and it will only intensify until we come to a point and place where, as a collective humanity and humankind, that we are rightly aligned with understanding that we have the responsibility to correct ourselves after having been wrong for so long, in thinking that there was no order that we needed to follow. And the order is just about the way of being that is consistent with being itself, which is harmony, which is life-giving, life-supporting, life-loving, life-exalting, life-serving. And for those ones to think that they can generate a good livelihood killing, slaughtering, violating, capitalizing, bastardizing, these ones will soon cease to experience everything that is the consequences of ill action. And it will not end well. And so we cannot afford to be ignorant of the laws that govern us. We cannot afford to spend so much time focused on the games of agreement and being successful capitalists and successful business ones when we are not properly aligned in being successful as living intelligences that have duty, obligation, and responsibility to the lineages that we represent. And to know that as men and women, as mothers and fathers, as grandmothers and grandfathers, as sons and daughters and granddaughters and grandsons and whatnot, duty, obligation, and responsibility is to lay foundation for greater ones, to really develop and cultivate the generational wealth of ourselves, to be properly oriented in understanding that duty, obligation, and responsibility in being is about our self-evolutionary development, self-realization, self-actualization. Developing our talents, our skills, and our abilities to serve life and the purposes of life. Because each race and nation of people, each hue of people have their gifts. Because we are so blessed with absolute and supreme intelligence, but we are not equally accessing the fullness of our blessedness. We're not equal in terms of our acknowledgement of the blessedness of our being. We're not equal in terms of our care to be properly aligned and harmonized in the exaltation of the gifts of ourselves. We are not equal in our desire to be whole, to be healed, to be all that we were born to be, as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. But we all have access to that which is light and that which is truth. Because we're all breathing and have a beating heart, and we can go within the stillness of ourselves and the stillness of these temples and exert a full care and desire to be in the fullness of the light and the love and the wisdom and the truth and the peace and the poise and the power by virtue of our asking for that, our having a desire for that, to really have no desire for anything that is greater than that, because that's where the greatness really begins. The greatness and the richness of our experience here. And not just for wealth and richness, but for the purpose of meeting the requisites for our successful graduation from the curriculum of Earth Residency in the School of Cosmic Wisdom, or the University of Cosmic Wisdom, which is what the Earth is for us as immortal souls. We're in a now moment where we can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we stand as a resurrected humanity. But we each have to care to be vividly self-representing in the integrity of ourselves and our ethics and our morality and our conscientiousness and our care to be harmonious with life itself. And that's a desire that we can each cultivate individually wherever we are. We don't have to meet for that. We don't have to go to conferences for that. We don't have to spend a lot of money and rent out hotel rooms and whatnot to have a conversation about that. This is something that we can do in the privacies of our own body temples to care, to forgive. To consciously focus our attention on the blessing of each and every breath and every beat of our heart. To create such a frequency of gratitude and thanksgiving and respect and reverence for the awesomeness that is being directly. That everything will shift towards the greater good in our lives, where we are properly oriented and centered in the blessedness of being directly. And when we can come to that point and place where we do not make excuses as to why we cannot exalt a full thanksgiving for the blessedness in our being, because it's not based upon how much money we have or what our circumstances and situations are, because those things will change. And they can change. And we can facilitate the change where we are no longer comfortable, or we have not taken full responsibility for creating joy and happiness and health and wealth and prosperity and good vibes in our lives. And so I'm the one to encourage us to have an understanding and an understanding that there is absolute law that we were given for our better good, for the good of the whole, for our being whole and not being in a place where we are holy, or having the substance of ourselves removed so that we are not living fully, not living well, not living really, but dying, and meeting a tragic date with fate when we could be and should be creating a dynamic unfoldment and glorious rise in destiny. Destiny being self-actualization, self-realization, vividly representing the integrity of our own authenticity and care and gifts and purpose. And to know that when we are ready to leave the planet, we are not leaving because we've died. We're not leaving because our bodies were no longer suitable habitats for living spirits, and so the spirit was evicted from the body because the body was just so full of acid and toxins and organisms and parasites and acidity and disease that the spirit could no longer dwell there. But that we lived a full, loving, glorifying, honorable, honoring life. And that we just earned more and more life. And to come into that mindset that we realize that we're in school and that we are getting graded for our realizations, our actualizations, our efforts, our activities, our actions. And where we care to be astute students of life. And we will not run roughshod over our life's lessons, but we will internalize them and grow by virtue of them so that we are literally benefiting from every situation and circumstance, from every body, from every opportunity we have to grow and to be consciously cultivated and to be in a place and space where we literally are being shaped by hands of angels of light, that we are always perfecting ourselves, readjusting, internalizing, utilizing, synthesizing, being harmonized with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, and consciously loving our being. It is already proven that those who live the longest live closer to the earth, have a much slower lifestyle, eat very little, indulge themselves in nothing that really threatens their lives. But the simplicity of living is where the richness of life can be truly experienced. And those who have thought that it is as a result of overindulging in the richness and the fat of life and the dead, that that is what constitutes real living, it really is what constitutes real dying. And we do not have to choose it. And no matter how our parents and our grandparents or our great-grandparents lived and died, we are the beneficiaries of all of the light and the love and the ingenuity and the intelligence and the gifts of so many ones that we, as a humanity of ones, can truly thrive now. And we can realize that where we will take full responsibility for being able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards exalting a full life's urge and having a conscious impact and effect that facilitates a greater well-being and a greater wholeness wherever we are, then anything and everything can work towards our greater good because we are working harmoniously with that which is the fullness of the intelligence of existence itself. and where we will align ourselves intentionally with that intelligence, then we're truly benefited. Where you align yourself with the purposes and the missions of those who only have profit and capitalistic exploitation at heart, then you will truly miss the richness and the wealth of your life. That life is such a rewarding experience in and of itself that we cannot throw living away and think that there's some richness that we can have because we had polished wood, metal, and stone things. We are here for the purpose of soulful evolutionary development and progression as living beings, as immortal beings. In our realignment with destiny, necessitates our realignment with the truth of existence itself, is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that which is truly necessary for our progression requires us to be breathing, not necessarily eating. But to be able to heal ourselves from being miseducated and not properly aligned with the laws of life itself requires us to have a full life's urge and care in being corrected. And that correction requires us to care to be cleared of the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual misalignments through miseducation and religious training and culturalization. And as we are realigning ourselves through forgiving ourselves and consciously cleansing ourselves so that we are able to facilitate the degrees of spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical healing, then we are truly coming into greater and greater degrees of vivid self-representation in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And that by virtue of the time that we came, the generation that we are, the life cycles that we're in, the vibration and frequency of the names that we were given, that in our life, we have the opportunity to truly be rejoicing in the blessedness of being immersed in the reality of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be dwelling already in eternity, and to accept that this now moment is perfect for who we are and what is ours to do. Choosing life daily, loving life, exalting a full life's urge, and being intensely intentional in walking in your own authenticity is the key for experiencing more fully the blessedness and the miracles that are available to you as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We're so absolutely blessed. And you're in an now moment to be reminded of how blessed you are by your voice of resurrection. This is Adama, heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you are inspired enough to meet me here every Thursday night. Thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are tuning via your phone apps, thank you for using the technology towards your greater good. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time or any time that I'm speaking. I am so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, more insight, more confirmation, more of that which supports you in being the more that you truly are. The meeting of the inner circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to provide us with some perspective as to the absolute reality, to put us in a place and space where we're encouraged and we know that regardless of what the political situations are, the economic, the sociological, pathological, all of that, that we are still in a place and space where we're dwelling in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence. We dwell by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence that nobody, no groups of ones, no political organizations, no secular agendas or whatever can outthink the intelligence of existence. Is outloving, outlasting, outplanning, outplotting that which is the will of existence, the ways of existence, and the law and the light of existence will always be triumphant. So I am the one that encourages us to align ourselves with that which is the intelligence of existence and to know how to do that in terms of exalting a full life's urge on a daily basis, doing that which is truly in our own best interests and caring to be completely cleared from violations and mistakes and inconsistency and contradiction and hypocrisy and sinfulness and judgment and self-condemnation and all of those things that whittle away at our own degrees of self-worthiness and self-deservedness and put us in a place where we do not walk in our authority as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts. It breathes us. It has gifted us so much of itself. And we have access to it with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. The now moment that we're in requires us to seek refuge in that absolute truth, to know that we have always had the keys available to us, but we have not always had the socialization, the inspiration, the motivation, the culture, so to speak, has not supported us in applying ourselves to that which aligns us in truth with absolute truth, absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and that which is absolute, because people will say there are no absolutes. And that basically you have been given free will. You have the free will to do whatever you want to do because you are just a spirit having a human experience. So it's the experience that makes you this, that you can't come to light except you experience the darkness, that you can't come to peace unless you know turmoil, that you can't be all of who you are unless you've been in the ditches and valleys of degradation and you know violation and whatnot. And I'm saying that now that you've experienced that, that's nothing to hold on to, but you have to cleanse from it. Because those things that permeate, penetrate, violate, pollute the cellular integrity in terms of the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the chemicals, the preservatives, the pharmaceutical residues, the drug residues, the toxins and whatnot, it undermines our capacity to truly think. And in undermining our capacity to think, it undermines our creativity. It undermines our capacity to be able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment. And that is something that we have to see the value of in order to know that that's where we care to be. Because when you are under a system or systems of oppression, systems of degradation, systems that have it as a part of the foundation to support you in violating yourself, inebriating, intoxicating, going against that which is truly in your best interest because they've made it appealing, they made it fun. And so it is the commonality that we find millions of people in sickness, illness, disease, and death as a result of being culturally, socially, educationally, and religiously supported in not being able to see that which is the best thing to do, not reaching for that which is best, not caring to really be best and to do the best, to stand forward in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence. And this is the only real path that ensures our success individually, communally, globally. And so those of us who really care have to come to a point in place where we exercise our care on a daily basis in terms of what we do, how we're thinking, how we are poised consistently over time. And so when we look at what are the key factors in behavior and what influences behavior, and this is something that the academics have been speculating about and doing studies and experiments and whatnot to see what influences people's behavior. And these results of all of the psychological testing and this and that have put us in a place where our natural instinct and our natural sensibility to only exalt a full life's urge has been usurped and undermined. And that is not in anybody's best interest, where you have masses of people feeling entitled to do that which undermines themselves. And not being able to respond to the reality that there is a system in place that profits off of their disinterest, their individual choices towards violation and usurpation and cellular bastardization and all of this, that to have a system that profits financially off of the degradation, the inebriation, the intoxication, the violation, the incarceration, the stupefaction, and whatnot of the populace, then you have a people who really are facing their own demise. Because we live in an orderly universe, because we live by law, whether we know the law or not. But to be influenced by those who act as if there are no inherent laws that govern existence and they can create what they perpetuate as law, when man does not make law. They say they're the lawmakers, but they don't make law. Law is an inherent part of existence itself, just like perfection is an inherent part of existence itself. And we've been socialized and religiously trained and miseducated to accept that there is no perfection, that nobody's perfect, and we're all entitled to our mistakes. And because we were born in sin and we have to die from something anyway, then we may as enjoy killing ourselves. And until we get to a point in place within the integrity of our own beings where we consciously seek to be integritous with all being, seek to be integritous with the laws that govern existence itself, seek to be integritous with that which promotes life, then you are going to experience some negative consequences, that which creates suffering and pain and delusion and illusion and premature degradation to the degree to which you are degenerating as you are getting older, which is part of the violation in terms of how we have been taught, what we have been given as a society of people to believe in death, to believe in old age, to believe that that is a natural progression of what it is to get old. And I'm saying that in the realm of eternity, we are already in eternity because we dwell upon a planet that exists in harmony with worlds and realms and heavens and suns and moons and stars and star systems and galaxies, and it's all ordered. It's all operative by law. It's all in motion. And we've been taught to disregard the influence of these huge bodies, these forces. And we have been taught to be complicit with the violation, the annihilation, the subjugation, the degradation of other beings, and then to feed off of their violated carcasses. And the celebration of their holy days or their holidays or the hella days and whatnot is a carnage of billions, millions of creatures. And the festive energy that people are calling forward during these periods is celebrating life, supposedly, by feeding off of death and overindulgence and drunkenness and all of the things that undermine one's natural capacity for exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine oneself, and having the wisdom, the light, the care, and the love to do that which is consistent with the will of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the reality that there is God, God being law, God being order, God being that which is in the best interest of the whole of existence, including the animals, including Mother Earth, including Mother Nature, including all orders of being, including all hues of people, all races and all nations. And so wherever you are in the process of awakening unto the glory of the blessedness of your own being, I am encouraging you to look deeply within yourself to see what it is you truly have a desire for in terms of what you care to experience and what you want in your life, for your life. Because it's not up to those who are in the White House to do for you what you are not willing to do for yourself. It is not up to these ones over here or these ones over here to decide our fate or our destiny. It is not the will of existence or the will of that which we refer to as God for one race or hue of people to be dominated by another hue and race of people. That we have all been given absolute law so that we are able to be in harmony with the will of existence and the laws of existence and have the intelligence, the care, the love, the courage, and the faith to commit ourselves to that which allows us to exist with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts so that we are not creating sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, but we are in the process of really maturing as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are the gods and goddesses that dwell in these temples, and our temples have been violated. Our temples are under siege, and those who have taken responsibility to set the precedent for what our understanding, and resolve is in terms of what success is in life have misoriented us, miseducated us, and fed us violation from one end of the spectrum to the next. And the only way for us to be in a place where we are not just self-determining, but that we are exalting a full effort and a full life's urge to be completely cleared from the violation, cleansed from the contamination, the contaminants, and to be in a place where we are truly working towards our own salvation, deliverance, freedom, liberation, and resurrection. It is not that which can be legislated by a government that believes in death, that believes in killing, that believes in profiting off of the degradation and the violation of other ones, those who have had their appetites wedded by the enslavement and captivity of other ones, to think that they can get something for free, that they can lie and murder and steal and be profitable and prosperous. So we are not in a place where we can be comfortable and complicit and complacent with anybody's agenda that is not the will of existence and not in the best interest of anything in existence. And to understand that the consequences of being in violation of the very laws that govern existence is death, when you have been legislating, perpetuating, facilitating, participating, and feeding off of the degradation, the violation, the usurpation, the devastation, the murder, the slaughter of other beings, and then feed from them. Have that as your commodities that you are selling under a capitalistic agenda, the laissez-faire, let the buyer beware, and have instituted genocide as free enterprise. We're in a now moment that requires us to be astute students of life. We're in a now moment that requires us to be astute as students of light, students of love, students of that which promotes and facilitates healing, and to understand that the healing cannot come before the cleansing happens. And that the spiritual cleansing, the forgiveness, the compassion, the humility of accepting where we went wrong and the care to be right, to be corrected. And exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves, understanding the necessity of being harmonized in the laws that govern you and being completely committed, body, heart, mind, soul, towards the cleansing and the healing, so that you walk in the fullness of the integrity of your own authenticity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent and would do nothing to undermine itself, that works on behalf of the whole of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of the creatures and whatnot, to understand that that is how light works. The light does not work on behalf of these ones to the detriment of those ones. The light works on behalf of everything and everybody all at the same time. And that we can choose to be harmonized with that as our objective and the agenda that we are participating consciously with, so that our own talents, skills, and abilities are completely harmonized and activated to those ends, to the glory of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, being able and caring to respond correctly and directly in each and every now moment, and always being in commitment to living lawfully, lovingly, harmoniously, without prejudice and bigotry, without feeling as though you are more entitled to air and water and good food than these ones are. That because they're this hue, or because they have no hue, or because they're over here, that they don't deserve food, fresh air, fresh water because they have been convicted of a crime and they're enslaved to a capitalistic agenda so we can continue to poison them. You understand? We are in a place and space where we have the opportunity to circumvent some of the devastation that's coming to these people as a result of their consistent violation of the basic laws that govern existence itself. Those laws that were broken in the establishment of this government, those laws that we were not to be killing, that we were to be honoring, we were to be loving, we were to be cooperating and collaborating and working towards a collective good, that these people have never worked in that way. And therefore, there is a serious karmic debt that is death coming to these ones. And they can strut like roosters in the hen house all they want. The issue is that being out of alignment with the laws of existence puts you in a place where your whole existence is threatened. Not just your money. Not just your career. Not just your reputation. But your whole existence and those of your lineages. And so in this now moment, where we have the opportunity to harmonize or to celebrate life and celebrate what they're referring to as the holidays, which is a helidays and a holocaust for so many beings, and that so many ones are not even going to see January 1st, 2017. Because they would have pushed the envelope as far as it's going to possibly go. And the heart attacks and the strokes and the aneurysms and the car accidents and whatnot, there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of people dying before the first of the year because they are consistently adding more violation on top of violation. And we have to understand that we can get off this treadmill. We do not have to be on a roller coaster ride with demise. We do not have to do this. But the issue is taking the time to get clear about what you really want, how you really want to live, the integrity with which you really want to stand. How do you really want to be remembered? What do you want your contribution in this life to be? On behalf of your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and the great-great-grandparents and the great-great-great and the great-great-great-great and the great-great-great-great-great and all of those who came before. Because there is greatness in everybody's lineage. There is also the remnants of the violations and the delusions and whatnot. So we have to pick and choose what we will invoke and call forward in our lives from the depths of ourselves. But we must understand also that we are not able to come into the frequency of salvation and deliverance just by rhetoricizing, philosophizing, and intellectualizing it. That we have to do the cellular clearing, cleansing, and purification in order to truly walk in the integrity of who we are as living intelligences, those who are animated, permeated, penetrated, enlivened, maintained and sustained by the same intelligence that has been blazing this sun for how many ever decades, centuries, millenniums, and that this intelligence is all there is, and we are these points of it. And the integrity with which we should be living is the integrity that allows us to exalt the truth of our identity as living intelligences, and that supremacy is only by virtue of the love of the law and the triumph of the love that is law, that is the light, that is that which puts us in a place where we are not able to do wrong or to do harm, because we are so well founded, so well grounded, so well integrated in the absolute reality of the divinity of our being, and to know that we are here specifically to accomplish this as a success of our lives. The now moment in which we're in calls us to the path that is light. To the path that is love, that a path that is law. And that we must be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized. So that we know within every fiber of our being the joy and the delight and the success of being saved from the violation, delivered from the inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy, to be completely re-enthroned as the gods and goddesses that dwell in these temples on behalf of the establishment of the eternal, eternal law, eternal order, the eternal government, and the kingdoms and queendoms of light. The Golden Age, the Aquarian Age, the Asarian Resurrection, the Second Coming of Christ, whatever you want to call it. It's not by happenstance. It's by our deliberate exaltation of our will, our intent, our desire, and our actions that promote wholeness. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.